We are activating your unique self-discovery one show at a time. The Orchard of Wisdom Self-Discovery Podcast are at your fingertips, just waiting to inspire and invite you in discovering just how awesome you really are and how to navigate through life in joy, enrichment, personal abundance, in mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. All the people we bring you are here to serve you on your journey of life. Do enjoy our next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Building Your Business right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. My wonderful guest from cold, shivery Florida is Diane Renee Taylor. And she is a business coach, but she's also a coach in a different type of way. Knowing who you are is powerful. And what is your relationship with money? And what is your relationship with your business? What is the relationship with yourself? She has been doing this for quite some time. She's a certified leadership dynamics coach, a certified energy leadership index master practitioner. My goodness, that's a long one. A PROCI certified change practitioner, a grant, a card on license, and has over 10 years of managing large corporate incentives. She has also delivered high energy keynotes that inspire people to take their careers and themselves to unprecedented levels. She's passionate about mindset leadership and successful business. She has the knack of making someone feel that they're connected, and her audience love helping. She loves helping her audience and other people reach their potential. But you know, we're going to talk a lot about the love languages around mindset and money today. She loves to travel. She loves corny jokes, and you know, all of that is a part of who we are and why we are. And we've got to remember that we need to bring ourselves into everything that we do. We may put on professional hats according to who we're talking to or what we're talking about, but in the end, it is about who we are that people are buying. And if we're not being authentic, then why would they buy from you, no matter what it is that you are promoting? It really is, develop that good relationship with yourself. Why you're doing what you're doing, and what you expect to get out of it, i.e. the six figures or something that you wanted to give back to the world. We need to know who we are first, don't we, Diane?
We definitely do. We can't go anywhere if we don't have an idea of where we're starting from, and you have to know who you are to know where you're starting.
Exactly. And you have a clearer picture when you know who you are and why you're doing what you're doing. What's your why? Because then you know what your driving force is.
Exactly.
And you know how to recognize your compass a lot better, right? So
yes.
How do you get to that, but why am I doing it?
So I think that a lot of people don't take the time to really dig into what their actual beliefs and values are. Mm. And so it's hard to figure out why you're doing something if you really haven't dug into what's important to you. We have a lot of beliefs about what we think we should be saying or what we were told maybe our value should be, but everybody doesn't always take the time to really like dig deep, look up the definitions, really make sure you're aligned with the wording and figure out like what your values are. And it's really probably one of the first steps I do with anybody that I coach. And it's always the one that's the most like, they just have these light bulb moments mm-hmm. and these eureka moments because they never thought about what their values were, which impacts the way they do business, the people that they work with, how they move forward in their business, and even the decisions. It's so much easier to make a decision of yes, I'll do this, or no, I won't, if you're very clear on what values you hold.
Yes. And you know, those values very often are dictated to us in our yes. upbringing, from our parents, from our community, from our church, from the politics, from the environment, from social media. Yes. You know, everything tells you what you should be. But the compass, the core, the heart, the soul, and the spirit of you will tell you really what your morals and your do's and don'ts in life, how far you will go.
Yes.
You know, what is your limit? What is your boundary? And when you know, yes, I'm going to make six figures so I can seed opportunities for others, but no, I'm not going to do it in that way, you know,
because exactly.
it helps you draw the line, doesn't it?
It gives you the guardrails for
Yeah.
whatever you're doing, and it makes sure that you kind of stay on a straight path. Even if your journey curves around,
Yeah.
you, your core of you stays on its own straight path. And I think that I love what you just said about how we kind of are told what our values are, because that's like one of the entry level things that I say all the time to people, and they're always amazed. But I tell them, while we may have like unconsciously agreed to what people told us our values were, we don't have to. We can decide that, you know what, I don't agree with this anymore, and this is actually the truth. And your spirit, your soul, it tells you when you're finding the true one, because you can pretend or do everything that society says, and then you're unhappy. You're dissatisfied. You're wondering why you don't enjoy things, even though you're doing what you were told you were supposed to. And it's because you didn't actually do what your soul was telling you to do. You did what somebody else told you to do.
You're living an outside in life rather than an inside out life. And
Yes.
we were talking before we went on about voting, and and I just put out a show this week on whether the vote went your way or not. You still have a voice, and I think this is what people don't realize. Oh, it's over, or it's done. I have no power. We've all got the power. We all
Yes.
have the power of voice to voice how we see things in life, what we want out of life, what accountability we have for our life, and what accountability we hold others to as well. But we can do it with grace and we can do it with respect. But that grace and respect must be found within first.
Yeah, if you don't know how to give that grace and respect to yourself, it's hard for you to duplicate giving it or sharing it with someone else. Because the more personally, I found this for myself, and I've also seen my clients find this. The more you learn about yourself and who you are, the more accepting you are to others. And that acceptance is what leads to grace. It doesn't mean that you agree. It doesn't mean that you view things the same way. It just means that you accept each individual as they are. And that gives you so much more peace, just peace of mind. You're not as angry. You're not, you're not wanting to fight as much.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
Yeah, you just come, you look at the world with curiosity. You try to understand the reason that people believe the way that they believe, and you respect that that's their belief based off of their experiences, their perceptions, the things they've been taught, and yours are different based on yours. And that understanding of yourself gives you that acceptance and understanding of others.
Doesn't mean you have to agree
You do
or
not
you
have to
don't have
agree.
to even like it. It just means that you accept that nothing you say or do is going to change their opinion. So agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. And it's a hard thing to do, because depending on what you have as triggers, which you may not be aware of, right? You might quickly want to go into defense mode or prove yourself right, or feel a certain way. But agreeing to disagree to me just means that you mentioned the word grace. I'm giving you the grace to hold your own opinion. And that's exactly what it is. I allow the grace to you, just like I want you to allow that same grace to me.
There are so many people out there that are still living that outside life, and they're literally making every decision from a place of fear.
Yes.
Fear of, there are an awful lot of shoot stirrers up there. Media being the real catalyst, social media and mainstream media. And they know that fear sells, and they know that fear keeps people in control. And what is fear? The fear is the unknown, or the feeling out of control, or I have no control over anything. When you take that inside out job and you become that heart, soul, spirit, mind connective, then you have an awful lot more control over your own choices, over your own thoughts. And this bombardment from the outside to keep you in a fear state is just not going to have an effect.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that with fear, a lot of it all goes back to your mindset and belief, right? There's a reason why you allow the fear to happen, because people can go into a situation and see two different things. One person can see the news and see the social media and see all the things that are happening in this world, and they can see an opportunity to try to do something better. They can see an opportunity to try to make a change, and someone else can see it, and it can cause them to kind of sink in
Yeah.
into themselves and to just kind of become disenchanted or really just apathetic about everything that's going on around them. And so it's all about the mindset on why you allow that fear to impact you, where it comes from, and a lot of the times we don't always get the knowledge to make a change to it. It's
Right.
not something that's taught. It's not
No.
something that's common. It's
No.
something we either have somebody help us with, or maybe we had a mentor or teacher or somebody that kind of gave us that thought where we could look it up for ourselves. But most people don't know the techniques to make that change away from fear.
No, I mean, they've drunk the Kool-Aid, they're in the hysteria, and they don't know how to get out of the tornado. All right. And the thing is that we all have free will.
Yes.
Right. And we are all accountable for our own choices. Now, things are going to happen to you. But when we change it around and say it's happening for us, where's my strength? Where's my courage? What abilities have I discovered about myself? What direction is this putting me in? Then you realize it's happened for you. However hard it was, cosmic 2x4 tap on the shoulder, it is a redirect for you. And
Yes.
we are so much more stronger, wiser. We have so many
Oh my
more
gosh.
capabilities than we allow ourselves to have, don't we?
I definitely agree. I think it's such a discredit to every person, and a lot of people do this to themselves. But when you feel like you're the victim of the circumstances that are happening around you, you're giving away all your control. And we have so much power. We have so much individual power, and it's a discredit to everything you've been through. Everything that you've learned, all the experiences that you've had, your resilience, your bravery to just be here right now,
Yes.
to say that you're just a victim. And so it's a default, and it's usually based on some type of trauma. You know, something happened, like you said, even if the trauma is just what's going on in the world, right?
Yes,
There's
there's plenty of going on out there.
definitely
Yeah.
there's definitely trauma, but we have the ability to change our lives in such incredible ways when we just decide to take back control over thoughts
Yes.
like that. And I feel so, it genuinely impacts me. Like I'm kind of an empath. And so when people say things or do things like that, I'll be like, no, you're so much better. You are valuable for who you are. You're good enough. You are not a victim. You can own every situation. And I can, I cause some mushy moments sometimes when I'm working with clients because a lot that's a big block a lot of
Yes, I
people
know.
have. They feel like they're the victim, or they feel like they're not good enough. So
Right.
they don't have, they just kind of
Oh,
fall into not doing it.
big one there. But you know, you can be victimized,
Yes.
but you choose to be the victim.
Yes.
There is a difference there.
There is a difference. And I think if you are victimized, and I don't want to, take away anybody the power of anybody's story if something like that happened to them, but one of the things I teach, I'm thinking through, so bear with me. I actually went to a school called IPEC for my coaching certification, and they teach core energy coaching, and that there are seven levels of energy. And one of the energy levels, the lowest one, is actually victim energy. And with victim energy, you see it as a lot of people have like a judgment that it's negative. There's a place for victim energy. Especially in the beginning, right? Like you need people to take care of you. You need that consolation. You need people to give you that grace when you've been victimized some type of way. But there comes a time when you need to move from that victim level of energy to another level of energy. And when you're sitting in it, and you're choosing to sit in it, you're allowing so many things again to kind of have control over you and your circumstance and what's going on, the way you view yourself, your story, even when you choose to sit in that victimhood. And so whether it's an actual trauma or like you actually were victimized, or whether it's something that you felt was an attack against you for some other reason, you get to decide how long you sit in that energy. And you get to decide when you want to move to something else.
Right. And that comes into what you also said about self-value. When we have a very low self-value or low self-esteem, We're going to stay in the victim mode because we think, well, nobody loves us, nobody cares. I'm not worth anything. I'm not worthy of being loved. I asked for it. You know, all of that. We go through that whole entire cycle, and nobody can place worth on you other than yourself.
No one. And I think a lot of the time people compare themselves to others and they use that as
Deadly,
their,
deadly.
it's super deadly.
Oh,
But they're using that as their baseline on whether or not they feel that they have value. And I try to share with people, no one was meant to be a copy of another. Even twins and triplets are not the same.
No.
And so we were all meant to be individual and unique. So it's impossible to compare yourself to someone else. When you're doing that, you're only setting yourself up to sit in that energy. You're just setting yourself up negatively because it wasn't ever supposed to happen. It's almost like if you think about math, 1 and 7 was never supposed to be 2, but that's what we're doing. We're trying to compare 1 and 7, and it never was supposed to happen. And so people have to realize that, and it's hard because the media and things, they do a lot of this person's the best and that person's the greatest or that person's the worst, and they add those kind of judgments in your head. But the understanding of your own value, your own worth, that's always internal. Nothing external, no matter what's going on in the world, should be able to impact that. And you have to keep telling yourself that every day until you 1000% believe it's true.
Good
And
old mirror
that's when,
talk, right? Good
oh
old
my
mirror
gosh,
talk.
do that mirror talk over and over and
Yes.
over.
It's very
Nip it
hard to
in the
pull
bud.
wool over your own eyes. You know, your eyeballs are looking at you.
It is. And that's why some people do. It's funny because I was joking with someone the other day because they were like, affirmations don't work. And I was like, no, affirmations work. People choose not to believe the affirmation. And
Or
that's
feed them.
why they, or feed them, which is really important. And that's why they're not working for them. But if I just say, yeah, I'm this, and I don't ever like believe it or have conviction or do the steps to make that true, then it'll never work for me.
No.
But that's just a basic for people. Like, you have to believe, you have to fight, and you have to do the work.
You know, we mentioned the word, you know, comparison, and I think comparison and competing. Leave competition to competition, right? The moment we compete with each other and compare with each other, we've lost ourselves,
Oh
right?
my gosh.
You are unique. I do the analogy of that we're all here to discover what our instrument is. Learn how
Yes.
to play that instrument, then find the orchestra in which to play it in. And
I love
that
that. Oh
orchestra
my
is,
gosh, that gave me goosebumps. I love
well,
that.
that orchestra is as strong as everybody's beautiful instrument. And when they come together and play in harmony, that symphony resonates out and has such an impact on other people. But that
Yes.
orchestra wouldn't be strong if the instrumentalists weren't strong, if they were not the instrument themselves. You know, I love interviewing musicians because there isn't really a divide between them and the music. They are the music, whichever way they
I
choose
love
to use
that.
it. And what instrument have we been given? Because everybody's been given a gift. Some people, two or three gifts, but most of it's just one. And what is that gift that you've been given? And how are you playing it? Who are you playing it for? And are you collectively playing it with others? Are you making that energy expand?
Yes.
We are the problem in the world, but we're also the solution in the world. But we must be a solution to ourselves first before we can be a solution to the world.
I so agree. And as you were speaking and just talking about plant to strengths, first of all, I love music. So I think that's why that analogy just touched. I was like, oh, I love that. It really gave me goosebumps. It, I felt that in my sweater in cold Florida.
Three Celsius here, 22 over there. True Floridian.
True Florida. Oh my gosh. My blood has adapted to Florida. It doesn't know the difference anymore. So when I was in corporate America, there was a leadership program that we took. And in that leadership program, we all had to do this assessment. I wonder if I don't have it near me, but there was a book. It's called Strength Finders. And it's an assessment that actually has you do this test, and it tells you what your core strengths are. And with your core strengths, that's to tell you like what you should continue to like really work on and build as a skill. And the concept of the book, it was the first time I was in my early 20s. I'll never forget this. It was the first time that I had read a book that said, don't try to fill these gaps that people tell you that you're missing skill sets in, right? Because usually in society, we're told, oh, you're bad at this, then you need to get better. You're bad at that, then you need to get better. And this was the first book that said, there's no point in working on the things that you're bad at. Work on the things that are your innate gifts and skills
That's
and
your
build those.
instrument.
That's your instrument. And it made a cute analogy. It was a sports analogy about Michael Jordan. And I thought it was kind of funny, but they were saying Michael Jordan had a natural talent for basketball. And the more he worked on it, the more amazing of a player that he was. And everybody is able to agree that he was just an amazing player. Michael Jordan was not a great golf player or baseball player, and that was not his natural talent. So, no matter how much he worked on that skill, he was only going to move the needle so much because that was not his gift. His gift was basketball. So, as he worked on that, the needle just exponentially rose. And that concept, that thought process, it really changed so much for me because I stopped trying to become who someone told me I needed to be to fill these gaps, right? And I only started working on, well, this is what I'm good at. Let me work harder at what I'm great at. Let me work harder here.
And
And
that's where
that's,
collaboration comes in. That's where teamwork's come
yes,
in.
build a team,
You
relationships.
exactly is that this is my strength. What's your strength? How can we put these strengths together in a
Yes,
nice
and
juicy
build the
stew?
synergy from those two. I love that. I love that. And build the
I'm a
stew.
true colors coach, Myers and Briggs. And
Okay.
when I did this 22 years ago, it was the epiphany moment in my life. I suddenly realized why people didn't get me, especially my family. They were this one color, which was the color that was in the next door for me, right? And I was this other color, which was there next door for them. And this is
Yes.
the reason why we just didn't identify. I took my whole family through this, the personality trait identification, and it became kind of a realization for them that it's okay that we're different. This is my strength. This is what gives me the ability to do what I'm doing. This is what gives you the ability to do what you're doing. Right? Not my strength, but where is the color that is strong between us all that we can communicate on? Because that's where we're
Yes.
going to listen to each other. And I think every single company should have the four colors, the four personality traits, because that's when you're going to get cohesively a rounded picture of what is
Yes.
needed coming from all of these different perspectives.
When I work with businesses, and I definitely am an advocate of Myers-Briggs, but when I work with businesses, one of the things that I'll do with owners, especially as they're thinking about their team or thinking about building a team, is exactly that. You have to know and understand where you are so that you know how to fill those gaps around you with the right people. And so being able to understand who each individual is will let you know where to place people, how to live up to their strengths so that they're performing highly. And also making sure that there's a, you don't have opportunities as frequently that things go bad or things go south if you build that full team around you, because we're not meant to do everything on our own. That's a
No, we're
limiting
not.
belief on its own. Like we were meant to be with other people, to work with other people, to build relationships with other people. So the ability to understand someone else and understand yourself gives you so many ways to communicate. You learn how to speak. Well, I know that Sarah is this color. And I'm this color. Let me make sure I speak to her in her style, or let me make sure that I work with her in her style. And it makes it so much easier just to move forward and make things happen.
And if you can't, because it's completely, like a green analytical personality with a blue sky high personality of mine, although I got a very good strong green in me, I don't speak rationally enough, for them. So therefore, you bring somebody on your own team that can,
Yes.
the translator.
And listen, translators are They are amazing people.
Yeah.
That's like an important role. So I agree that one person that can connect the dots,
Yeah.
if you know that that's a gap. So if you know that this is where you're missing something, that's how you know where to add or where to put something else that in place. And so I always tell people business is not, and we were talking about this a little bit before we started, what you bring from any area in your life personally is exactly what you bring into your business. And so you have to understand you to understand how to work in your business, how to work with your customers, how to work with your employees, how to work with anybody that is actually a vendor or partnering with you, because all of you guys are going to be different and all of you are going to speak different and communicate different and do things in a way that hurts or helps, right? And you become more frustrated when you're not clear on what everyone's individual way of doing things is. And so it's a great thing to just kind of look into and research for people.
The choir, when they harmonize, is a
I just want
one
to say, and I'm
voice.
so sorry, I hope that this whole interview, all you do is music analogies because
I'm sorry, you can see music's very important to me.
I can tell that. I love it. I love it.
But the choir, when they're in harmony, the exuberance, the exaltation, the who they reach and how they lift up the energy of the people in that
Yes.
harmony. Again, it goes back to the instrumentalist. The instrument is their voice, right? But then you can have the soloist that stands out. And there's somebody that's got the bass over there. I love a cappella, like pentatonics,
I love Pentatonix.
oh,
That's my favorite group. And it's
yes,
the season,
yes.
so they're on my playlist right now
Right,
too.
exactly. Me too. When I'm mindlessly doing my editing, I have generally them or somebody in the background, because that equilibrium. And this is something actually a point that I'm not sure people will know. I do suffer from depression. As an empath, I pick everything up, and sometimes that little rabbit hole opens up, right?
Same.
So music is something that resets me, and I never understood this until I did a show on Galactic Speak, which is somebody that can translate universal talk to you, but they don't speak in a language we understand. It's a language that the soul understands, and it realigns you. The person who's translating it doesn't know what's being said, but the core of you does. And I realized that the rhythm of the Galactic Speak, the rhythm of the flow was the same in the frequency of music that I seek out, right? And when we
Wow.
listen to music, yes, it's soothing, yes, it's uplifting, but very often when we're drawn to certain type of music, it actually is recalibrating ourselves. It's rebalancing ourselves with the frequency. We are all energy. And if we're
Yes.
around bad energy, it can off-kilter us. So putting some soothing energy and frequency around and within you, it can help rebalance you again. And that's extremely important that we find what it is that rebalances us.
Yes, and it's so interesting that you mentioned this because someone literally within the last week was just speaking to me about something. I'd never heard of Galactic Speak. I'm definitely going to look this up. But they were speaking about something similar where they were saying that there's a study or there's a group that does something where it tells you what frequency you are, and that's how you know what frequencies you're attracted to in
I'm putting
music and
out.
things. And putting out, but
Yeah.
even like with the sound, so the sounds that turn you off, or the sounds that you really like just melt into or
Yes.
feel spiritual about, there's a reason, and it's because we're energy and we're operating at certain frequencies, and so those frequencies resonate with us. And I think that it's so funny because I listen intentionally. I also suffer from depression. It's actually something that
It's an empathic curse.
yes. Oh my gosh. And but you know, it's funny, and it's possible that I just wasn't aware of it when I was younger, but I actually didn't have a depressive episode until last year. And it was really, really, it was pretty traumatic on my end, but coming out of it was the best thing ever. And so I actually think it was a blessing. And I know that sounds weird for people that have like anxiety or depression, but I'm so much more in tune with energy.
Yeah.
I'm so much more empathetic and sympathetic to people and what they're going through. Even though I've been doing coaching, like it opened up another level of
Channel.
empathy for me, and it's been amazing. I'm much more vulnerable. which was one of my own limits.
Oh, no, wait. Vulnerability.
Go
It's
ahead, go
the
ahead.
greatest gift you can give yourself, and it's the
Yes.
most honorable gift you can give someone else.
It's so true. And growing up, I was very much resistant to vulnerability. I did
Got
not
it.
want to be known as vulnerable. Like,
Right.
I'm strong, I'm this, I'm
Yes.
this. And I didn't understand the power of
Yes.
being vulnerable until after this happened. So I say that to say that it definitely has been like just a huge blessing. And honestly, I don't remember what I was going to tell you originally,
Well, it will
but
come
that was
back. It
still
will come
amazing.
back.
It'll
Yes.
come back. It'll come back.
I mean, this is the thing about depression. You know, for mine is clinic. I've always been this way, and a lot of it is the detachment because the earth vibration is too much for me. I'm a very much a spiritual being, and I
Yes.
live very much on that plane. And kind of dipping into the earth plane sometimes can be extremely painful when you see what people are doing to each other, and that
Yeah.
hate vibration and that earth vibration. It is soul destroying, and
I
you know,
agree.
every now and again, it's just. You know, the little and it, there's nothing rational about it. You know, that you can't argue with it. It's a feeling, it's a chemistry, and you need to do whatever you need to do to get that chemistry back into to flow again. And sometimes that's switching off to the world. All
It
right.
and it really is. And we talked about this. So my mom, she hates this about me. I don't watch the news. I'll read an article or I'll pick up just so I stay updated on current
Yeah, I
events.
watch Trevor
But
Noah, Daily Show.
I love Trevor Noah. I'm
Yes,
so sad about him.
I
But anyway.
know. It's the only way to watch the news is to laugh about
And
it.
it's the best way to learn
Yeah.
about the news. But and so I don't watch the news. And even as I was younger, I never liked watching the news. And
Yes.
my mom just used to hate that I didn't want to watch the news. But I've always been fairly positive. And one of the things we were talking about was that it's because I intentionally block these channels from like
Yes.
coming to me because I'm very sensitive to them. I don't watch a lot of television. Not because I don't think television can be entertaining. It's two parts. One, I'll watch movies, but I don't have the patience
Cable,
to watch TV
right.
shows and
Right.
such.
I
And I
binge
don't.
watch them, you know,
It,
Netflix,
that's
watch
the
all the
only way
episodes
I'll do it.
together.
Like, once, okay, this then it's a movie to me. It becomes a movie because I can watch it all in one. But I've never been into like watching the news or listening to what people if people were gossiping or being negative about. I've always been really anti that. And again, it wasn't until maybe the last 5 or 6 years that I realized it was my frequency resisting those other frequencies being able to
Yes.
come into me. And
Yes.
I've been that way for years. I just didn't have knowledge of what I was doing or why I was doing it. And she loves the news. And my mother is a very negative person.
My sister, three or four papers, watches every news channel and then calls you to tell you the world's going to hell.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
And so when I have conversations with her, it's always me, but is that true? But what if it's this?
Yeah.
Have you really looked at like me
Yeah.
just challenging her perceptions of everything that she's kind of adopted and picked up because of what she's seen on the news? And I laugh now because I'm like, everyone I know that lets those frequencies stay within them, they're on a low energy. Their
Yes.
frequency's very low. They come off more complaining, they have more victim energy. And I feel bad, not because, well, this is the empath in me, right? I feel bad that they don't know how to get out of
Yeah.
that. Not that their experience. I accept them as who they are, but I just want them
Want
to
them
be
to
able
see it
to,
from here. My
yes.
sister is we're chalk and cheese. We really are. I love her to death, but we're chalk and cheese. You know, I'm 80% vegan. She's a meatarian. You know, just give her a leg of
My sister,
lamb. You
that.
know, yeah. And you know, and she watches all the news, and you know, everything is political. And she actually told me once that she doesn't get what I do. Doesn't get. She's proud of me because I've been doing it for a long time and have success, but she doesn't get what I do, and she called me a do-gooder communist. So,
Oh
you know,
my God.
it's like, okay.
I have a sister. She's a couple years younger than me, and it's very similar. We're very opposite, and we love each other. We're very close just because of different aspects of our childhood, but it's very much the same. I've always known that I've enjoyed coaching and helping people and making an impact. And to her, it's like, so when are you going to get like a job, or when are you
Yes.
going to do that? And I'm like, this is what I do for a career. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
And
Well, they're
she
not
doesn't
there.
understand.
And they probably never will be there because this is the thing, you know, I think we do a life contract before we come here to have an experience, a human experience, right? And for some people, it may be in this lifetime to literally awaken the heart, soul, and spirit, right?
Yes.
And that is the journey to it. And for other people, it's a different type of journey. We can't help anyone that doesn't want to be helped. As I say, you can
Agreed.
take a horse to water, you can't make it drink. However, leave it there long enough by the water, it will realize it's thirsty.
Yes. I love that. A little extra piece.
So the thing is about the more you are living in your joy, the more you're living in your passion, the more your essence is in everything that you do, eventually it's going to find its way through the cracks and the pores.
Yes.
And
Oh my
eventually
gosh.
for those that realize that this is no life for me. I've got to change. I've got to be willing to change. I've got to be willing to go through the process. You know, that essence of you has already seeped through, and then it becomes, I want to take the journey. We can't force people to take a journey. We
We
can
can't.
inspire people. Inspiration begets invitation.
Yep.
But until they're inspired enough and invited enough to, you know, I want this. Until they say, I want this and I'm prepared to do what I need to do, then you can help them. But until then, you can't, unfortunately.
I have a client who's actually a friend of mine, and we started off as coworkers in the same company. And so when I actually started my coaching journey, I still worked in corporate America. And so I used to practice on everybody that was in
Of course, why not?
the
You've got
workspace.
an
So those
audience.
you're the person that's going to get this coaching insight, right? So one of the people that actually worked, we were coworkers, different departments, but I guess same department, different areas, different business units. And for years I'd been coaching. They never were aligned with it. They
Yeah.
never really understood. They were kind of distant. So when COVID happened, during that time, they were still working, but the next year they got laid off. And so they had to come up with starting their own business and making their own money and figuring out what their path was going to be. And we've been really, still friends through this period. Earlier this year, they asked me if they could hire me to be their coach. And when I tell you that this is probably now my number one fan and probably my best business testimonial, because they're like, why didn't I do this years ago? Why was I stuck here for so long, not knowing what you were doing? And there were two like sayings, and I'll probably mess them up, but one was, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I've been there in the background, but they weren't ready. And so they weren't able to see what I was doing. They weren't able to see how it could help them or help them make change. And then the second one was, until the pain of your current situation is worse than the pain of change, you're not going to do anything about it. You're going to stay comfortable until you understand that this is more painful than me pushing myself forward into somebody else or into who I'm supposed to be.
People don't realize the discomfort of being uncomfortable. They, you know, it just becomes something that they're so used to, they don't realize there's anything else, right? And it's only when, as you said, that pain or that discomfort really starts to hurt,
Yes.
or the depression starts to seep in, or surely this can't be it, or the cosmic 2x4 comes along. You lose your job, or you get sick, or marriage breaks up, or, you know, something happens because you haven't been paying attention to the signs. And
Yes.
then it's like, well, I have to rebuild my life. So I may as well rebuild it in a light that I want to see from.
It's amazing. It's so amazing when people like have that epiphany and they're able to start working through the change. And it's always so I love hearing people's journey. And that's one of the things I love about what you're doing is because the journey from like who you were and how you started to that trigger that made you who you are now is always so interesting to me because it's something different for everyone, right? So I worked on myself for years, personal development wise, but I didn't realize the pain of me being comfortable in my corporate role until I got depression.
Yes.
And
That was your
so
cosmic 2x4.
I literally say this to people, that was my spirit because I wasn't listening before. It was telling me now, and under no circumstances will we let this keep going on. So you're having to pay attention now, where I wasn't. I was able to be distracted. I was able to keep being busy, you
Or
know, and
make excuses.
make excuses for why I'm not really living into my power. And the depression just really is like, you know what, Diana? Yes, you're doing great in your corporate role, but that's not who you're meant to be. That's not what you're meant to do.
That's not your
Step away.
orchestra.
That's not my orchestra. I was not even playing the right music. And
Exactly.
so it definitely was that sign to make the move. And I hate that, unfortunately, for a lot of us, because we have so many things that can keep us distracted. We're so unaware of the signs that are telling us to make the
Yes.
change.
That's why you
We
get
just
cosmic
don't
two by
see them.
fours.
And that's why we get cosmic 2x4s. And I hate that we had to get hit up upside the head, but it wakes you up and it helps you see the difference.
And it's also can be very bizarre, you know, how you take your new journey. I mean, for me, 10 and a half years ago, I had invested everything I owned in a new revolutionary quantum electric motor with someone. And we got caught by 2008, and then we took on other investors and they stole it from us, and then everything
Oh
bottomed
no.
out, and I'm at the end of my tether. I have nothing, and I thought I poured everything into this. There was nothing wrong with the motor. The motor worked. It was the people, right? And then I wrote actually a piece on depression, and somebody picked it up, and she said, "I think you should be a host, you know, podcaster on my network." And I went, "What's a podcaster?" I didn't know. And I did live shows with her for 13 months and then realized this is my path. And it was a rocky path, you know, doing live shows, lots of things can go wrong, but a great training ground. I call it the soap opera
Yes.
training ground. And then I started my own network. Even doing my own network, did I know what I was doing? No, I learned as I went. You don't have to wait for everything to be perfectly lined up for the change. The first leap is the first step.
Yes.
Be willing
Make
to take that
adjustments
first step.
along the
Yeah,
way.
I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where it was going to take me. I just knew it was an opportunity presented in front of me. Why not? Let's see what it does. 10 and a half years later, 3,000 shows, interviewing
Wow.
awesome people like yourself from all over the world. And I know that these shows have changed people's lives. I know that some people has even saved their lives. And this is my instrument, is to bring the orchestra together with
And
other
you
people's
never would have
instruments.
found it
No.
if that wouldn't have occurred.
Right.
And I think that that's something that people like they feel like they faced a failure, and they only anticipate or they only expect that the way that they were trying to do something was what their journey was supposed to be. And
Yes.
if it didn't work out, then there's something horrible. But sometimes we don't know which curve is going to lead us the way that we're supposed to go. And that's why you hear so many people like, oh, be present in the moment, do this, because something showed up from there.
Yes.
Who would have you did this piece and you wrote that piece about depression probably because of all the stuff that was happening
And I
with
needed to get it out of me.
and you needed to get it out and look at the lives that you've impacted and the change that you've made because of that one thing. And I love what you said about perfection. That was probably as far as like limiting beliefs, it is a limiting belief. It's
Yes.
probably the one I struggle with the most. And it's just, you know, it's
But
one that
that's
you
the
have to
corporate
constantly.
condition too.
It is. It
It
is.
must be perfect, right?
It
That's that's
really is.
yeah.
And you
But what
don't
is
realize
perfection?
that. And so that's a it's a hilarious thing because it's just a man-made concept. You know what I mean? It's just a something somebody made up. But I think that for me, it's a condition that I constantly have to stay aware of so that I don't fall into that trap of perfection making me procrastinate and not
Right.
start and not get moving. And so there's a phrase that some friends of mine, we say we build the plane while we're flying. And so
Whoa, that's an
going
interesting
somewhere,
one.
going, you're in the air, you're flying, you're on a trip. We don't know what's
Wing
coming.
as we go.
We will figure out building the pieces as we go, but we got started and we're off the ground and we're
Yes.
moving. And that's the important part because you can make adjustments along the way. And sometimes it's better to not necessarily have everything figured out because you might learn something as you're traveling that makes it better in the long run.
Yes, I
So
100% agree. You know, it was always no, you do know what you're doing. No, you need to do this and you need to do that. And I go, no, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And I had to go with the gut feeling. And that is what I call allowing. I allowed myself to be guided. And as I
yes.
learned certain techniques or different ways of doing things and it felt right, I applied. But if you dictate how it should be, or you're doing it because other people are doing it that way and it doesn't feel right to you, then it's wrong. For you.
Then it's wrong for you. Exactly. For you. Because we go back to where we started. We're all unique. And
Yes.
so your path and the way you do things and the way you say things or the way you live, it's going to be different than everyone else's. Even if it's one change here and one change there, it's still unique to you. And so people have to be okay with finding what's right for them. I
And
think
be,
that's
you know.
also where people struggle.
Yes, we've forgotten how to explore. You know, I have a 19-month-old grandson, and I just love watching him explore. He had a little face, he's got a dialogue going on in his head, and he's doing this and he's doing that. And it's I did another show yesterday, a beautiful show about somebody who rediscovered his little Jimmy inside. You know, he's James, and James made these decisions and those decisions, and then
Aww.
finally he connected with Jimmy and realized he'd gone down the wrong path. And in reconnecting with Jimmy and the wonderment of life, the innocence of life, the beauty of
Yes.
life, you know, he reconnected back to his core, his heart, soul, and purpose, and has led him down a different path. Being around children, being around animals, being around innocence that hasn't been contaminated yet by society, you know, we actually,
I love that word.
it ignites something inside of us and reminds us this heavy responsibility of being an adult. Right, you know, go and get a job or marry and have 2.2 kids. I'm still trying to work that one out. and conform, conform, conform. Have you looked at society and how screwed up it is? Because everybody was conforming to an illusion that was
Yes.
not practical. We have forgotten that the best village, the best orchestra, the best choir, the best community are those that come with their individual strengths.
Yes. And it's so amazing. I love the story of the guy connecting with his little Jimmy. Because one of the things that I think we as human beings, we become doers. And that's not what we're supposed to be. We're human beings. So we're just supposed to be.
Yes,
And
be us,
we
not
often
doers.
fail at we're beers, not doers. And we fail to be because we lose that sense of wonderment. We
Yeah.
lose that sense of curiosity about the things that go on around us. People ask me, like, how do I find my passion? How do I do this? And I'm like, you have to just go out and be curious and explore. If
Yes.
you only do two things and you wonder why you don't know what your passion is, there's going to be a reason. So challenge yourself every day. Try a new hobby. Try a new this. Do something different. That's how you find your passion, by being curious about the world around you, because you won't know unless you expose yourself to it.
And that's
And
where you find
sometimes
your
that
calling.
exposure comes through random routes.
It does. It
Yes.
does. And that is going to set you on your path for whatever business you're going to do, whether you join a company that's in alignment with you, whether you start a company because this passion, this purpose, this commitment, this vision is something that's so strong for you. But everything that we've talked about today, some people might, well, this is meant to be a business show. You haven't given me business strategies. Yes, we have. We've told you that unless you're aligned with yourself, unless you stop looking for perfection, unless you stop being the victim, unless you stop staying in the mud, And when you decide that you've had enough of that and you want to change and you want to grow and you're willing to go through the process and you're willing to be in your own self-discovery of what is your instrument, how do you play it, which
Yes.
orchestra am I going to play it for, you know, then you actually understand where you should be in business.
Yes. And it's so amazing to me because people think that the two are disconnected,
Oh,
and
God,
it's
no.
not. It's a huge part of how you find success.
Yeah.
I can have skill sets in so perfect example. I did change management. I did the people side of change. I made sure that if initiatives came through, that they were implemented and the technology rolled out smoothly. I did all of that great stuff, and I'm good at it. It's not necessarily what my strength or passion is, right? It's just a skill that I developed through corporate America. Now, let's say I wanted to start a business. I have this skill. I can do change management, but knowing who I am, knowing what my strengths are, knowing what my values are, that'll help me dictate the way I deliver my
Yes.
company. That'll help me dictate the way that I structure my business, the things that we focus on that maybe I wouldn't have chosen previously. Maybe I would have looked at another company and said, oh, I've got to do XYZ. But no, my strength is actually this. So
Yeah.
let me do that. That's my differentiator. The way you run your business is going to be based off of the values that you hold to differentiate you from someone else.
It, you know, it's like mums, you know, that have stayed home and raised children, and they go, but I've been out of the workforce for so long, I've got nothing to give. Oh, darling, let's just talk about this. You are chauffeur, you are chef, you are nurse, you are doctor, you are a counselor, you are lover, you are business management, you're bookkeeper,
Organization,
organization, you are
everything,
event planner, you are
event planner.
everything. Now, what out of all of those things that you did that you felt you were very good at and that you really enjoyed, right? And why did you enjoy them so much? And, you know, how can you use that in whatever a new area you want to go in? Please
Yes.
never, 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 never dismiss experience.
And it's amazing how sometimes when we do things that we feel like we have to do, we forget to acknowledge our skill or what we bring to those things. And so a lot of the times people will say like, well, what's something that you just can spend your time doing and you don't even think about it? And it comes super easy to you because that's just your experience. But we don't always recognize the strength of our experience. And so if you're a person that was a work at home, a stay at home mother,
Let's work at
or
home.
it is work at home. But
It's
if you're a stay
unpaid.
at home mom, sometimes because you're doing things day in, day out, you don't recognize the value. So step back and let people tell you. Ask your friends, ask your family what things that they notice about you. What things do they feel you're good at? What strengths they feel you have? One, it'll validate you because there's nothing like having somebody tell you that you didn't recognize that they saw in you. It's a great feeling and it helps you get that confidence to go to your next step. But two, we forget the amazing skills and gifts that we have because there are innate amazing skills and gifts. And so I love having people just survey a couple people around you. Tell me three things that you think I'm good at. Tell me, what you think. Send a random blast message and ask people, and they will identify for you in a way that you probably don't even notice about yourself.
We don't realize how adaptable, how adoptable, or how able we are.
Yes. And we have so much more to give. As a matter of fact, for most of us, we're probably overqualified. But we'll stay humble and we'll say at least we know we have this ability, right? But we're probably overqualified in whatever it is that you're dreaming of doing. But we sell ourselves short for the same things. We're comparing ourselves. We don't think we're good enough. We don't understand our value. Or you could just be scared of being successful because you don't think you deserve it. And a
Right. Oh,
lot
that's
of
a big
people
one.
feel that way. Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
that's a big one. Yes, I am
There's
not
so
worthy.
many.
Who
There's so
said?
many.
Who
Who said
said?
that?
Yes.
And is that
Again, you're
true?
looking at that perfection. That's somebody else's ideal of what perfection is. I absolutely love the word flawsome.
I love that word.
It's
Blossom.
beautiful, flawsome. As I said, the Orientals take a broken bowl and they put it back together
Oh
with
yes,
gold,
with the
right?
gold.
And now
Beautiful.
it becomes priceless. right? It becomes something that is held together by something so strong. All of our experiences, all of our knockdowns, all of our, I was as a wonderful James on our show with Jimmy, he said yesterday, fail forward, which is another lovely terminology.
I love that
You know,
one.
failure to me is when you sit back and you give up and you don't even try. Failing forward or falling on your ass and having to get
You
back up
still
again
move
over and over
forward.
again.
You learn
I
something.
don't do it that way. Let's
Yep.
try another
You
way.
learn something. Now you just know one way not to do
Exactly.
this. That's what
Would
you
we
got
have
out
the
of that.
light bulb
And
without Edison's thousandth light bulb, right?
right?
Try and try again, but do it in a different way. Don't repeat the same way. Change the
Yes.
ingredient.
What
Try
needs
something
to
else.
be
What else could
adjusted?
work? Adjust. Adjust. And, you
And
know,
be okay with that.
get out of your rut, right? Get out of your rut. That rut
So,
is something you've just driven into all your life out of everybody else's expectation. And you
yes.
know that you're not connected to life. You know you're not enjoying life. It doesn't matter if you're six figures and you're top
Just run,
this or
going through
top
the
that.
motions.
Yes, your heart and soul isn't connected. It's not even alive. Right. And again, so many people I've interviewed have been up their own companies or been the top of the company. And they said, I worked 18 hours a day to maintain that position and that money. And I never had any time
To
to
do
spend the
anything
money
else.
to enjoy the house or the car, lost my family, lost my health. All right. For what?
That's such a common story.
Yeah.
It's almost ridiculous because I meet so many business owners that are just super unsatisfied with their life. And in business, one thing that a lot of people forget, because you hear the hustle, 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 do this, only do that, like work all day. We are, again, we're human beings, and we don't, we're, business is only one part of our life. It is not the entirety of our soul or our being. And if you don't make sure that all of those areas are looked into, you're going to be dissatisfied. If
Yes.
there's even one quadrant that family that just is failing completely, you're not successful because you haven't figured out how to be successful in your life, not just in one area. And I
There's
think a
no
lot
harmony there.
there's no harm, and when there's no harmony, you feel it. I think
Out of sync.
a lot of coaches talk about like the wheel of life,
Yeah.
and it's so true. If there's any area on your wheel that's really out of balance, that's a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
You do not want to be riding in that car or on that bicycle if there's all of these areas that aren't being taken care of, because that cycle is not smooth, and you wonder why you're unhappy. You wonder why you're not satisfied, why things are going wrong, why you're feeling sick, why you just don't have the energy or the engagement that you want to have in life. It's because you're only taking care of one thing. And that's something I have to caution business owners about. You're not trying to build a super business. You need to build a full super life.
Yes.
And your business is a portion of that. It's not the entirety of it. You are not what you do.
This outdated thought that when you start a business, you've got to work 21 hours a day and you've got to give it your all and everybody else has just got to sit on the back burner is wrong. You've got to know your boundaries. You've got to know your limits. You've got to know where the energy strengths are, where to delegate, when to pull back, when to say no, when to say yes. Yes, you're looking for that
Yes.
customer. If it's the wrong customer, it could be detrimental to you and not advantageous. And be willing to grow slowly, steadily, foundationally,
Consistency is
consistent.
way more
Yes.
important than
Yeah.
anything else. And I think that for businesses, that's the thing. A lot of people start a business and they're under the impression that to become successful, they have to do everything on their own. And that's why you hurt those other areas in your life, because you're only applying the focus in this one place. Where if you made sure that you were taking care of all the areas in your life and not just the business, then you find the strategies to support your business, to support your home life, to support your recreation, your fitness, your whatever area of your life that you need to make sure is adjusted and aligned. You find those strategies when you consider the whole instead of just that one part.
And the thing is about business today, there are so many things you can have. You don't need to hire your assistant that's, you know, going to be full salary around you all the time. You can hire virtual assistants.
Get a VA.
There are so many people, there's so many, you know, programs out there, booking or thising or thating. And, you know, the
Yes,
thing is look
systems.
to what you can invest in that's going to work for your business, that allows you to work within your business.
Yeah. And I think that I think that for business owners, and it goes back. It's just funny because you're right. I know some of your business owners, they're probably like, "Wait, we were supposed to talk about business," but it's so linked and it's so tied. And this is the first thing that I do with anyone that I business coach. What's your ideal life dream? Like, what do you want in life? Like, if you could have everything how you wanted it, then you figure out what you implement into your business so that you can make sure that those things can occur. Because if your ideal life is having the ability to vacation or travel or do this, but you choose a job where you're working 18 hours a day just to sustain, you're not living your ideal life. And that's how those values and understanding those let you make the adjustments to say, no, I can't work 18 hours a day because that's not actually what I want in my life to be satisfied. I'm only going to do this. Or no, I won't do this type of business or add these type of clients because it's going to move me away from this other goal that I have in my life. And that's not what I want right now. You can make adjustments over time, but you have to think of your entire life as a whole when you're considering your business. It will impact everything and you'll be happier while you're doing it.
Your foundation must be strong, and the foundation is the very core of you.
Yes.
Not the building blocks, not the bricks and mortars, the core of you. And if you build that foundation very, very strong and sturdy, it will grow very strongly. I'm just going to refer to my son here. He started a restaurant business 5 years ago. And I said to him, it's going to be like having twins. And then after a few months, he said, you lied. It's like having triplets. And then he worked on it day and night for a few years. And then COVID happened. He snapped his Achilles heel 3 days before COVID sat, So there he is, at the cashier in the restaurant with his leg up in a cast, taking phone orders because they pivoted just to pick up, right?
The
And then it
pickup.
was like, well, how do we do takeout, a delivery? And it was constantly over that next 2.5 years of adjustment, 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 adjustment. And then he had a breakup, and then he was just so burnt out. And his staff just turned around to me and said, go and take some time out. Take some time for you. We're fine here. We
We
can
can
run the show
handle
without you, right? And it's okay
it.
for you to let go of the reins. And he's also a person where he will say, the heat is just too high in the kitchen for the staff. We're closing. The calf have all had the vaccine shot and everybody's feeling well. We're closing for the day. Or
Yep.
I'm giving my staff mental health day because the restaurant business is really, really
And
hard.
it needs it.
And
Yes.
you might get one person make a negative comment. The rest of the people in the community, thank you for respecting your staff. Thank you for
Because
being
they think it's
supportive.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it's not common,
No.
unfortunately, where people are taking all of these different people are people. They're
Yes.
not just they're
They're
not
not
tools.
robots.
Can't just use them till they burn out and get replaced. And people have to change that way of thinking.
Yeah.
It's why people it's a big reason that people have a lot of turnover in their business. I can't
Yeah.
tell you how many people that I coach that don't understand why they can't keep good employees, but they also don't understand why they need to say hello to their employees when they go into the office every day.
Right.
And I'm like, well, because you have to treat people as humans.
Yes.
And that's why.
Yes.
So there are little things like having that kind of understanding of we're all people that will go a long way.
And it comes out in the fruit of it. I wasn't there this year for our Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving in Canada is in October, but I was there the year before. And we've always done in our family around Christmas and Thanksgiving what are we grateful for? And everybody's talked about it. And so we did it with all of the staff. We had a staff Thanksgiving party, and they could bring their loved ones and all of
I
that.
love it.
And we went round. It ended up people all being in tears, because thank you for seeing us. Thank you for not just treating
Yes.
us like an employee. Thank you for making us feel we're part of the family. Thank you for
Oh my
listening to
gosh,
me
the
when I had
loyalty
that
that he's built.
problem. And you're like, everybody's, but they felt secure enough and comfortable enough to be vulnerable because they felt safe enough in that
That they felt
environment.
safe. Because they felt safe. And that's a beautiful thing. And a lot of people think that just that dictatorship style of leadership is what you're supposed to do to be considered a great leader. But leading out of fear never wins
It's
in
going to
the
lead to
long
a
run.
rebellion.
It's only going to produce exactly. It only produces results very short term. And So learning how to be that type, you said your son, it sounds like he's like a servant leader. Like he's there for his people and they're there for him because they know that he's there for them. And I think that's beautiful.
I don't care what business you're in. I really don't care what business you're in, but if you're not coming from the heart, you're doing it wrong.
Absolutely. And you'll feel that you're doing it wrong because you'll wonder why you're miserable. Or
Yes.
people will tell you
Yes. Or why everybody else is miserable around you.
why they're
Right.
miserable around you. You'll
Yeah.
feel it really easily.
Your heart is the driving force, right? That's where the soul can speak to your heart. You know, for me, the universe comes through that soul, but the soul can't speak to a closed heart. So when your heart is open and ready to receive, it receives the wisdom that goes into the spirit action, and the mind knows what it needs to know when it needs to know it. You are in
Yes.
flow, you are in rhythm, you are never alone, the universe is always with you. So when you're present and you're coming from the heart and the passion and the conviction of what your why and what it is you're wanting to do, the essence of who you are, why you are, what you're doing is already the essence that's laid the table to invite other people to dine.
I love it. And I joke because you're speaking my language right now. And I think that when certain people hear this type of conversation, they're like, oh, this is woo woo, or this is too this, or this is
This
too
is
that.
living.
This is living. And
Yes.
it's really, really true. So even if you have a very logical or analytical personality, you still have the ability to do your actions from a heart space because now you know what's right or wrong. You know the reason why. So you can analyze that this is the best decision. And
Yes.
I'm doing this with this in mind. And this is the best decision. So people think only people that are like, I've been called a hippie before, and that's okay. I don't mind. But like,
I'm
only.
actually, you know, old enough to actually be a hippie. And I used to be called
Oh my gosh.
hippie chic.
So my friends call me Bohemian chic now.
Yes,
So like,
yes, yes.
and I'm okay with that
Yes.
because I see things from both levels. I
Yeah.
can very logically see a business, the systems that they need to grow, what they need to become more efficient, but I also can see how you interact, how you handle or deal with your customers, your employees, the people that are around you. And you have to do that from a heart space because otherwise you don't drive loyalty and
No.
you don't drive people wanting to continue to work for you or with you.
And people don't feel you're
So
authentic. No authenticity there
they won't
whatsoever.
because
Right.
you don't care about them if you're not coming from that. And if you only care about profits, which are very important. I love making money. Like it's a
Yes.
great
It's what
thing.
we
And
do
like
with money. Money is
I
not
said this to
evil,
you
it's
earlier,
what we
money
do with
gives you
it.
freedom.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. There is no such thing as money being evil. Money allows you freedom, right?
Yes.
And so there's nothing wrong with making money. But you have to figure out what that line is, because
What's it
that
costing
there's
you?
it's and what's it costing others?
Yes.
And a lot of
Yes.
people don't always look into both of those, so.
I've interviewed over my years so many people who are leaders, ambassadors, leaders of companies and industries worldwide. And the beautiful th message that I'm hearing now is they're there to teach organizations and government to come from a consciousness of
Yes.
heart, a consciousness of humanity, planet for profit, not profit at the expense of humanity and planet.
Yes.
And it's
And
so
people don't
beautiful to
think
see.
that there's profit
Oh,
without
more profit,
that.
more profit.
Yeah,
When you
there's
invest in the people
more
and the
because
planet, there
people
is more
respect it.
resources. Yes.
When you take care of your people and you invest in them, they
Yes.
are more productive. They're more
Yes.
engaged, they're more motivated, you have less call outs,
Yeah.
less sick time, less people being burnt out because you're taking care of them. That saves you money
More
just right
enthusiasm
there.
because
So
they
much
want to
more.
succeed. They want to be
And
creative.
they believe in you.
Yeah.
And if they believe in you, they'll believe in what they're doing and the product. So now you're getting more sales and you're
Yes.
getting more revenue. And
Yes.
then people see how you're treating people and now they want to do business with you.
Right.
It's its own
Lovely
cyclical
ripple effect.
effect.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. And people it but it like a ripple, there's that first stone, and
Yeah.
that stone is you, and that's where you come from, the way that you do your business, and then you'll see the benefits ripple out from there. So I
Those
love that.
good, good, good vibrations.
Ha 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 ha.
And it is all about the vibe, isn't it? When people walk into whatever your business is and they feel there's a good vibe here, they feel welcome, they feel seen and heard, and they know that the people that are there to serve them want to be there. You're not just
Yes.
another number, you're not just another dollar sign. They're eager to send you out happy. As I said with my son, it's a happy tummy and a smile on your face because you've enjoyed the ambience, right? Tummy happy. Head happy, he's happy. Right?
Yes.
When your client walks out of your business happy, that is worth more than any dollar sign.
It is. It really is. And your clients and also your employees, they feel that frequency. So we talk about energy. If you're doing the right thing, there's a difference in the energy in the room. There's a
Yes.
difference in the way when you step into the business, you just know the difference between the companies that are building from this type of space versus one that's building from fear, because there's a total difference in the energy. I joke, you probably in Canada, I don't know if it's called the same thing, but you probably hear all the like the jokes and the memes about the DMV, right? And it's just a miserable place. It's our
Right.
we're Department of Motor Vehicles,
Yeah.
and no one likes to go. It takes forever. The employees are miserable. And that's because the government doesn't necessarily have these concepts in place when
No.
they're hiring these people in these areas. And so they're miserable. We're all miserable as a result. And no one wants to be there any longer than they have to. And
It's
you
a
don't want your
job and
company
a
to have that
paycheck,
feeling.
right? It's just a paycheck. It's not a career choice.
Yep. And the second that some and I one of the things that was the hardest for me when deciding to leave my corporate role and to start my own thing was that I was a leader and I loved being a leader. I absolutely loved it. And I didn't want to leave my people
Yeah.
because the people that led the way that I do, there weren't a lot. Because in corporate America, that's not always what you're taught.
Yeah.
And people aren't necessarily given leadership training to know what might be better. They're just promoted up and they've never gone through this development for themselves or to learn how to do it for other people. And I have to say, when I left, I have the best former direct reports. I still get pictures of their children. I still get emails and texts and check-ins because they want to. And now some of them are leaders in their own right. And one of mine, it was so cute. I loved being a leader, but one of them sent me something. They said that whenever they're working with someone or whenever they're trying to decide how to impact somebody, they put on their they have a sticker on their computer and it says, "What would Diana do?"
All right.
Because they want to be that type of leader. And that's how you want it to be. I don't want to lead you just to tell you what to do. I want to empower this person to be a leader in their own right, so then
Yes.
they can keep trickling that on over and over and
Over and over
over
again.
again.
The best leaders are those that create leaders in others. Again, it's not comparison, it's not competition.
Yes.
When you create a leader in someone else,
It's not.
there's your orchestra strength, right? And
It's
that
beautiful.
it is. It is beautiful. It is wonderful to see people succeed and to know you had a part of it, because
It
that's the reason why
is.
we do what we do.
Yes.
We want to have a part in someone's success, and to see them spread those wings and become the essence of who they are and having an impact on others in a beautiful way. It's like being a proud mom.
So I was just going to say that. So I'm not a parent, and I laugh because this is I'm close to my age where I'm like, I might not be doing this the traditional way anymore. I
Right.
just turned 40 this year, so
I
it's been
have a daughter
exciting for me.
turning 40
But
this year as well.
oh,
So
really? It's
yeah, and
super. It was
she's
super.
no kids, no, your life is about living, and like kids were not her choice.
Yes, and that's a beautiful
Yeah.
thing. And so, but I think that that's how parents must feel. The way a good leader feels as they
Yes.
watch their people grow, they're helping them build their strengths, they're letting them be self-sufficient and empowering them. I feel like that must be how a good parent feels watching their child develop into their own individual and find their
As
own
you can hear me talking
successes.
about my son.
Yes. And you have all reasons to be proud of them.
Yes.
And honestly, you said you've been doing this for so long. So I can only imagine the lesson that your son got from you that he's able to take into starting his own company and his own business. That so you're trickling into his
Yeah, well, he
employee.
once said to me that his restaurant's called Humble Roots Cafe, and it said, yeah, you are the restaurant, mom. It was driven
Aww.
by you, although I couldn't have any input in it, right? He wanted to do it all on his own, but it was driven by,
You
because
were
the
the
yeah.
inspiration. You were the muse. You
Well,
were his muse.
he's very much like me. I mean, he's a natural born leader, but he's also very much like me. But it's got to come from the heart. If the heart's not connected, you can't do it. Can't do it. If my heart's
Yeah.
not connected, I can't see it. I can't see it to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
You'll be wondering why you don't, after 2 years, you're burnt out and you don't want to
Yeah.
do this anymore.
Nope. So the heart's got to be in it. If the heart's not ignited, you're in the wrong arena.
Yep. Oh my gosh. See, I love that. I love that. And obviously he loves you.
I'm taking this is something interesting. You're taking the time out. I've been doing this 10 and a half years. Whenever I used to go away, I always made sure I had shows while I was away, and I'd work like a dog to make sure that every week there were shows out there. And now it's like, no, next week, this Thursday, I'm going off to see my son. He had a birthday, I had a birthday, he's just
Aw.
bought a house.
Oh, you have to celebrate.
So, and my other daughter lives in Vancouver. My other daughter lives in Nanaimo, who's expecting her second child. So I'm there every second week anyway. And
This is the hour and 40-minute drive then. Okay.
And so now I'm a ferry ride away to my other kids, and I'm going to go over
Okay.
there for about 5 days, staying with them. And I'm going to see the new house. I'm going to be at the restaurant where
Aw.
I'm considered mama, and I'm going to have quality time with them.
And you're
And
going to be present with them.
I'm going to be present with them. There's going to be no new shows for the week after, because my show's always done a week before. And that's okay. There's 3,000 shows here. I've got plenty of
Yes.
library for people to
You've
come to.
got archives.
Exactly. There's plenty to keep you going. And this thing about, I've got to do this. No, you haven't. Go and take the time out. If I can't take time to be with my family, what am I
What are
doing?
you
Right?
doing it
Yeah.
for? Yeah, I agree. Like if you can't enjoy these moments in life,
Yes.
then why are you doing the work that you do?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 1,000%.
Yeah. And that's also what rubs off on, their joy and their this and all that. That rubs off on you, and you
You
bring it
come home
forward.
inspired.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what we've got to remember. I think a lot of people, well, if I'm enjoying myself too much, am I doing something wrong? No, you're doing something right. When you get a kick out of it, when you become childlike over something, excited
Yes.
over something, you're doing it right. Right? Keep
And
going.
you also know, like if there's moments in anything you're doing, your business, your life, and you're just like, I'm so happy, I'm so joyous, you're absolutely right. You obviously found that peace, right? But it also that peace keeps you going when you're doing the things you don't necessarily like. In any
Right.
business, there's always those pieces that you're just not that excited about. But because of that enjoyment and that other piece, you it keeps you going. It keeps you motivated even through those tasks that you're not necessarily the biggest fan of.
Yeah,
And that's
that's when you put the
what I
music on
like
and do the
about
mundane
those
task.
moments. Like
Yeah.
they should be the 80-20 rule.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I live a lot
It's
by the
the
80-20
best.
rule.
So
Yeah.
I
And
that's okay.
there's
And
always,
I love it.
the payoff. I love doing these shows, which I think is pretty evident. And I love bringing people to the world with solutions. And I think the best teachers are those that have gone through the process. Those
Yes.
that have gone through the redirect, you understand, people can relate to you. You came from that world, that expectation. You know what's not worked, what doesn't work, what does work now. And that the best example for people are those that have lived it, right? They're the best teachers. And so I love doing this, but it's there's all the mundane stuff that you've got to do. And so for me, headphones go on while I listen to music while I'm doing the mundane stuff. And it's like, you know how
I
you drive
have
from one
full
place to the other?
playlists.
Yeah, exactly. And you know how you drive from one place to the other and you've forgotten, did I pass that already? Because you're in
Where am I
automation,
at? How did I
right?
even get
Yeah.
there?
So things like that just become automation because the payoff is the experience that you get doing what you love.
Yes. So you accept those things because you know you get to do what's going to bring you some type of joy or high level of engagement and working every day. Nobody wants to have a business that they hate or that it feels like like a job when they go to it, like, oh, I got to get up and do this. Who wants to live
No, that's
that
not a life. That's not a life,
life?
folks.
It's
You
not a
you're
life at
being a
all.
slave to society, right? Take the reins, you know, it,
Yes.
paint your own canvas of what you want, right? You don't have to paint
Don't
within the
leave
line.
your
No
job
lines.
to create your own job.
Yeah.
Yeah, like most people, especially solopreneurs, they're really great at whatever they were doing. They start a business doing it, but they'd start their business without putting that foundation in place. So it just becomes another job that
It's
they
the
want to
same
leave.
mindset. They're in the
It's
same
the
mindset.
exact mindset.
Yeah,
And so
change your
now they want to leave
mindset.
again.
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't this work? Well, you came with the corporate mindset. You have to change the mindset. And the
It's
big question, going back to the beginning, what's your why? Why do you want to do it? Where's the
yes.
passion? Where's the conviction? Whom do you want to serve? Every single one of us is here to serve someone. So who are you wanting to serve and why? Then you'll
And
find your what for, you
you
know
find
how.
your what for. There's a saying, and I always add this to it. You hear people say this in like psychology and coaching, but like your thoughts create your feelings create your actions, and your actions create your results.
Yeah.
And I have to actually go one step further and say your beliefs create your feelings, your actions, and then your results and whatever legacy that you decide to leave with the world. And so while it sounds so far in the air to some business owners, if you don't understand what your beliefs are or the ones that could be limiting you, you're never going to have the success that you want to have in life, in business, in any area, because you're just operating on autopilot. You
Yeah.
haven't actually looked or read the manual of yourself. You
Yeah.
have to read the
Or
manual,
write
and
or wrote the
you
manual.
have to write it
Yeah.
and not necessarily take the book that somebody else gave you. Very true.
Yeah.
So I definitely always try to start with your beliefs, then your values, which create your why, which help you know what path or direction you want to go.
And then the how comes. Yes.
The how comes because you have clarity on those things.
Right. So if you're going to take that leap of faith and go off on your own or start something or even want to change careers, you still want to stay in corporate, but you want to do it in a different way. You know, what belief I'm patterning is not serving me anymore. How do I delete it? We do it on the computer. We can do it in ourselves, right? How do I insert new beliefs? Why am I inserting those beliefs? Whom are they here to serve? How can I best serve people? Where can I best serve them? And who with? And when you've got all those answers, you're ready to go.
You are able to make decisions so much clearer
Yeah.
and faster. And I joke, because when I used to mentor in corporate America, people would want to apply for a new job. They want a promotion, right? And so they're wanting help to get to their next role. And I'd always ask them, well, why do you want this role? And a lot of people didn't know. They just knew that they were in that space. I dug, well, what are your strengths? What are your values? Is this something that you want to do? If your value is being able to spend time with your child every day and get home at a decent time to have dinner on the table, but this role requires you to work 12-hour days, then that's not aligned. So it's very easy now to say, okay, well, not this job,
Yes.
because that one doesn't align to who I want to be or what I want out of life. But maybe this one. And maybe that one. And you get to weed through so much BS, where you want to go, a department you want to work in, what you apply for. Same with your business. What industry you go into. Your son, I commend everybody in the restaurant industry, because I know that they work hard, long hours. It's a really, I thank them, because I love to eat and I love
Yes, me
I love
too.
food, but it's almost like it's a thankless position. And so starting a business, you know, going in that this is what you're getting yourself into. And he has the ability to say, yes, that's still what I want. Some people do not want to work that many hours a day or be responsible for, for an industry that's always running like that. And so if you know yourself and you know your values, now you can say, oh, starting a restaurant's not going to be the best business decision for me. I
Not
actually
at
need
this
something
point.
that's going to let me, not at this point, right? Maybe
Yes.
I need something that lets me do this, or I want to travel, so I need something that I can run from home. I want to do this. So that's why I say you have to know what you want out of your life so that you can make the decisions for your business or any other area that you're trying to make decisions in.
You may just want a food truck.
You may just want a food
You can
truck.
still be a part of the food and you can take it wherever,
Exactly. It helps you make the better, it helps you
Yes.
weed out so many things and narrow down specifics in a way that you
Yes.
wouldn't be able to before.
So obviously, this is what you do for your clientele. You take them
Yes.
through all of these steps. So what's the first step that you do with somebody that's inquiring?
So usually I do a couple things. So I definitely do an assessment. And so I like to know where people have their blocks and their limits. And so I always do an assessment with them first. And then I kind of debrief them on that assessment so that we know where we're going to see struggles or where we're going to see things pop up. We always have to do a values exercise. I don't care if you think you know what your values are. We're going to do a values exercise to really dig deep and make sure we know. And then I also try to identify their strengths because I need to know those things so that
Yes.
as we're moving forward, whatever your goal is, if you're starting a business, you're trying to grow or scale your business. If I don't know those core things about you, then your successes will not be sustainable. And I am very big on people having sustainable results. And so they always start there, and then we go into our goal setting. Now that we know these things, now we can really make sure that we're making the right type of goals for you, not for what you thought. Well, this person's done this, and so I think I need to do the same thing. But do you? Is that
Yeah.
really for you? Let's dig into that a little bit. And then we move forward with the coaching and the business growth or your sales and marketing or whatever the next step is from there.
You know, again, allow yourself to go through the process. Let yourself discover what you need to discover.
Yes.
Don't be in a rush to reach the end because the journey itself is where the reveal is, not the end.
Yes.
And then allow yourself to look at life in a totally different way as things are revealed to you. Allow, allow, allow. If you're going in there, it's got to be this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, you're not ready for it because you're still in the got to.
Whenever you're at a have to or got to,
Yeah?
you're not doing the thing that you want. You're not doing the right
Need
thing.
to.
I need to, I have to. If you don't want to, if you don't
Yes.
want to, then you're doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. So understand it is a process. Some people adapt very quickly, some people don't. Don't beat yourself up if it's going to take you a bit longer, or that at the end of it, you have a radically different direction that you're going to go in than one that you thought.
Which happens quite
Oh,
often.
exactly. Like being a podcaster, never knew, right?
Yep.
Never would have known, but I took the path. And that's the thing. Don't expect it to be smooth sailing. You actually learn what's needed in the business through the bumps in the business. Right? So
You learn
just,
about yourself
yeah.
and you learn about the business and where you're wanting to go with it based off of those bumps. Now, your son, I don't know if they offered pickup and delivery prior to COVID.
They did take out, but it wasn't as big, and then it became extremely big. And they didn't have
And
delivery because they were a bit more rural, and but n now full delivery.
without that bump
Yes.
in the road, they would have
Yes.
never even known or thought about that as an option for a revenue stream
Yeah.
because
Well,
it
it
was
opened up
identified
that
there.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, they would do complete dinners already cooked for people to just throw in the oven. And that has become a huge market for
Yes.
him. And of course, he
Yes.
does catering and everything else. So it revealed other avenues that then became a mainstream,
Yes.
right?
And that's why
So,
people need to be okay with those bumps.
yes, they reveal.
They
They
reveal,
reveal some
and it's all
exciting
about
things.
our perception. And
Yeah.
you said this in the very beginning, but it's this failure happened, right? Or this thing happened. What opportunity can come from this?
Right.
What can I learn? What can I do differently? How can I make an adjustment? And that's what the friction or the rough times help us understand.
Yes. You know, it's not as bad as you think. You think, oh no, rough times, bumps in the road, I'm going to stay where I am. Do you realize you're being crushed? You're being crushed right now.
Slowly. It's like
Slowly.
the
The
what is it? The
compactor is
frog
closing in.
that's boiling because
Yes.
they don't recognize
No.
that the water's starting to boil.
Yeah, exactly. Until it's too late and you can't jump
Until it's
out.
too late.
Yeah. So the thing is, if you go in with a good attitude, You go in with a positive attitude and of gratitude. Open and in allowance, you will make that journey of wonderment and you will be extremely surprised, very uplifted, totally illuminated, and you'll be put on your right path.
You'll be put on your right path, and you'll learn how to basically receive everything that you want it to while you're on that path. You find the opportunities to do so.
So, people are interested. How do they reach out to you? And you know, as you said, you've got all this process you do with them, but do you actually assess whether they're right for you first with a call or you jump right into it?
So I do discovery calls for anybody that's interested in one-on-one coaching, because that's definitely a much more intimate situation. We want to make sure that there's going to be a good fit. But I do also offer trainings and workshops. I just launched a community app specific to mindset, because I recognize that some people don't always have the ability to afford the one-on-one coaching right away, but they still can make a change or build successes just fixing their mindset on their own. So there's a couple different opportunities, but my website is otransforms.com. Transforms with an S on the end, and it actually will share a lot of the details about the services. But group coaching, one-on-one coaching, trainings, workshops, free discovery sessions where we can talk about what you're interested in, what you're trying to do, what might be the best fit out of the products and services to help you go to your next level. But I did put together the gift for your listeners, and so we talked a lot about mindset and limiting beliefs. And so there is an assessment that just lets you ask questions to yourself, yes or no, so you can identify if you have any of these beliefs kind of blocking you. And so I'm actually going to, I'll send it to you, but it's otransforms.com/limits. And you can actually just identify like where you're at. And if this is something that's holding you back, that awareness first step for you to be able to start making changing your life.
Right. And you know, otransform.com, info at otransform.com. On Facebook, it's Diana Renee. Instagram, it's Diana Renee. Are you on LinkedIn?
Everything.
Are you on LinkedIn?
I am on LinkedIn, and it's Diana Renee Taylor on LinkedIn.
Right.
So you can find me on most social media platforms. Outside of LinkedIn, it's at it's Diana Renee on all other social media platforms.
Wonderful. You know, we've got a lot. We've covered a lot here today, which has been
We did.
absolutely fantastic. And you know, the beauty of it is it's up to us. It's up to us. You know, when we're ready, the teacher is there. You're there. You're there to help people. The willingness they've got to have is to realize they want to get unstuck. They want to take a
Yes.
new path. They may not have any idea of where they want to go, but that's okay. The willingness to
Okay.
go through the process will reveal what comes next. Just the
Yes.
willingness to go through that self-discovery of what is your best strength, what really your passion is, who you really want to serve, and how you want to do it. And that discovery alone can set you on the right path. But to get there,
Yes.
let's look at those beliefs. Let's look at what's stopping you. You know, what blockages, what mindset have you got that's in the way, right? And we all need that help. Every single one of us need that help.
I think there's nothing more beautiful than learning about yourself.
Yes. You're with
And
yourself your entire life. There's no escaping you. So you may as well like who you are, why you are, and what you're doing. And if you don't invest in yourself, in your own self-discovery, into your own beautiful essence and set it free, then you're not truly living an honest life,
it's
an
so
authentic
true.
life. You're living a
And you
dictated
can
life.
never lose an investment in yourself. You can
Never.
lose an investment in something else, a business, a stock, anything else, but you never lose an investment that you make for yourself or to
No.
yourself.
Nope. Never. Never. It transfers over everywhere. It really becomes something that benefits you in every aspect of your life. And that's the important thing for people to know. This isn't just for your business. This is for your business of living.
Yes.
You are your business. Your life is your business. Whatever you do to make a living is just one aspect of your life.
One very small aspect.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for sharing, Diane. This has been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Sarah. I definitely enjoyed it. And I hope to hear from you again or your listeners or anyone. I just think it's amazing what you do. So I just want
Right
to
back at you.
give you that appreciation again.
Right back at you. We're in the same link here. You know, life is about get up and dance, you know, boogie, man, boogie, you know, and it's about enjoyment. It's about being free and not worrying about what people think or, oh, should I or shouldn't I? What will people think or do? As long as you're doing it honestly, kindly, carefully, in a way that is not harming yourself or anyone else, do it.
Do
Just
it.
do it, right?
I love that. Everybody
Until.
just do it.
Just do it. Just do it. Get up and be it. All right. Do it to be it. Right. Oh, well, everyone, she's right here for you. So reach out to her and just explore. Are you the right fit? Do you know that you are stuck and you don't know how to move forward? Every single one of us, how do we get out of the molasses? That sometimes is the thing we don't realize. Oh, God, you know, I'm stuck. I don't know how to move forward. Well, she's here to help you because when you do move forward and you discover who you are and the essence of the beauty of who you are and where you belong in the world, my God, that's when you really start living. So until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Find all of our shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com under podcasts or selfdiscoverymedia/shows. And for all our current shows, go to What's New. We are supported by you, the audience. You'll see a nice big shiny blue button for one-time donations or follow us on Patreon, and you will be able to support us there. We enjoy bringing you such wisdom. And the next show will be up in just a moment.